The figure moved slowly and deliberately on its journey towards its appointed destination. "That can't be right," Matt said. The building above, joined to the circular structure by the winding staircase, was a stepped pyramid.
"That's here. That's us," Robin said. "The circular building, or whatever it is, must be buried below this pyramid."
"It's only a computer model," Matt told her. "It's not real." Robin was still staring at the screen.
"I suppose not. Bring him up here," she said.
"What?"
"The man. Make him walk up to the sixth floor, to this room. Let's see if the computer suite is part of the model, or if it's just an old empty pyramid."
On the ground floor of the waterfall pyramid, a heavy steel door was hidden behind a large tapestry that showed a medieval map of the world. The countries were angular and misshapen. The tapestry moved as the door opened, and a figure stepped through into the pyramid. A figure that was misshapen and clumsy, barely recognizable as the shape of a man. Matt clicked the mouse a few times, then sat back to watch the progress of the tiny figure as it made its way to the top of the winding staircase and into the pyramid. "We'll give him a minute and then set the computer to show us his point of view, so we see him come into the pyramid." The shadows in the corridor outside deepened as a large figure appeared at the top of the stairs. It paused for a moment at the end of the corridor, then started slowly towards the computer suite. The flickering firebrand light threw distorted shadows against the walls and across the floor, making the figure seem misshapen, like a crude approximation of a human being. It moved slowly but deliberately towards the door at the end of the corridor. The door opened. The figure stepped into the room and headed towards the boy and the girl sitting at the computer screen.